Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever asked yourself, what causes a criminal to think as he or she does? What makes a person think that a crooked line is a straight line and a straight line is crooked? Believe it or not, it is not uncommon for criminals to actually believe they are doing society a great favor by sabotaging a pipeline somewhere or embezzling large sums of money from a corporate account. And yes, suicide bombers undoubtedly believe they are doing God a favor by blowing themselves up along with as many as possible considered to be enemies or infidels. Toxic thinking, I used to joke, happens when a person's brain goes out their ear for a drink of water and hasn't come back in time to avert a disaster. How else explain the deaths of 913 people who drank Kool-Aid loaded with cyanide back in the 70s, led by a cultic figure infamously remembered as Jim Jones, in a mass murder-suicide that was as horrific as anything Hitler ever thought up? Toxic thinking is a strange aberration from the truth, whereby somebody actually feels that irrationality is right and true. Thus, the perception of truth and reality, not truth or reality themselves, becomes important. It isn't only cult figures or people who think the government is spying on them through the water pipes and electric power lines who are infected with toxic thinking. There are vast numbers of people whose thinking is toxic today. Like what? Consider the following. A person's thinking has become toxic when he abandons absolutes, right or wrong, and says, well, everybody's doing it, so why shouldn't I as well? Your thinking is toxic when you believe or convince yourself that the end justifies the means. Like, my parents are pressuring me to stay in college, and unless I make good grades, I can't stay here. So buying the answers to the final exam surely can't be wrong. Your thinking has become toxic when you reason that you deserve better than you get. So if you're not given what you think is rightfully yours, you're entitled to take it. Your thinking is also toxic when you think God owes you more than you get, that you deserve to be exempted from the problems of living in a toxic world, and you give up on Him. A math professor began his lectures by presenting a series of optical illusions to a class, ones that played tricks on your brain. What your eyes saw and what your brain perceived were two different things. Then the professor would take an ordinary ruler and show that how you perceived the drawing was not true or accurate. He used a measurement that was accurate, and that's how you straighten out fuzzy, toxic thinking as well. So how do you measure truth? How do you know that 12 inches is a precise measurement? By what do you measure life and truth? How do you know if something is true or merely is the perception of truth? Answering that would take far more time than is allowed to me today, but your answer begins with God. It's all about Him, not about you. For centuries, however, men of all cultures and geographic localities have not only believed there is a God, but that He has revealed Himself through the incarnate Word Jesus Christ, who lived and walked among us for 33 years, and through His recorded Word, which we call the Bible.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.